Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I'm going to get you up to speed with what's happening in the world of Star Wars action figure collecting. So let's do it! Alright, so there's a lot of stuff to talk about. It's been a while that I've put an episode out. I've been under the weather for a few weeks and finally have my voice back to somewhat normal. And I'm up and running again, about 90% I would say. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about Star Wars action figures, specifically the live stream that took place this morning, which I thought was really, really good. So I want to dive into that. And why not start off with that? The live stream this morning, the vintage collection specifically, had a pretty strong showing, I think. They gave us an update on the vintage collection HasLab Ghost. So they basically said that they are currently in the photo shoot process for the packaging. And it was really cool to see some of those behind the scenes images. Now, everything that I'm talking about is up on galacticfigures.com. So if you want to follow along, that's a good place to do it, of course. The link to the article is in the podcast description. So there you'll find all the press images and the links for all the pre-orders and all that stuff. So they gave us an update on the HasLab Ghost, which looks really, really good, and the photo shoot looked pretty amazing. I mean, it's amazing to see just how much effort goes into creating the environments around the vehicles and how detailed it all is, and the lighting and the fog machines that they have running and stuff like that. So it's really, really impressive. But, you know, besides the Ghost, they also mentioned that there will be another HasLab this year for Star Wars, and it's going to be announced on May the 4th, or maybe a day or so before that, because May the 4th, I think, is a Saturday this year. So they might do it on Friday, the day before that, but we'll have to wait and see what it is. They didn't give us any hints, just that that's what they'll be releasing this year. Or not releasing, but they'll run the campaign, and then it'll probably come out sometime in 2025. So that's the HasLab stuff that they talked about. But as far as figures go, they've given us a first look at what Leia looks like in the vintage collection. I mean, she was pipeline revealed previously, and the figure looks great. Really, really good looking. She does have a plastic skirt instead of a soft goods, which I'm happy with. I can go back and forth on what I like better and what I prefer, but I know that sculptors have a lot more control over what the figure looks like if they can sculpt the details into the plastic instead of having the soft goods go all crazy. The VOTC layer that I have, that soft good skirt that they gave her back then, it was great for its time, but now looking at her, the skirt really stands out a little to the side. It kind of looks like a cone almost. So I'm glad they took a different approach here for this one. And, you know, from what I could tell from the press images, the headshots and the way the hood fits over the top of the head, it all seems to work really well. So together with the Kenner logo and the Kenner image, of course, the Kenner cards. This is really, really good looking. Another one which they showed is R2-D2. Again, that was another one that was pipeline revealed previously, but it was the first time we got a look at it. This is basically a repaint of the VC-149 figure that they've released previously. So exact same sculpt, same packaging. The only difference here is that it's an all clean version of R2, the way the character is seen on the card image. Yeah, if you don't have him yet, if you don't have this R2-D2 yet, then definitely pick this one up. It's okay. But yeah, I don't know how many years we've been seeing this R2 sculpt now in the 3¾-inch line. It must be, what, I don't know, is it? It's definitely more than a decade, I know that, but I was going to say 2 decades, but I don't think it's 2 decades quite yet, but we might get there. But yeah, all right, so Leia brand new. R2-D2 is a, you know, a repack or a slight repaint with less paint on it now than previously. But then they also showed two figures from the Acolyte TV series. One is Mei, the assassin, and she's the bad guy in the trailer. And then they also showed Jedi Master Soul, which was also seen in the trailer. Now, we don't know anything about those characters, but, you know, I love that they gave us a look at what they're doing for the Acolyte and that they are supporting the series with figures. Because, you know, having basically grown up with Star Wars figures and having lived through all the prequel times and the sequel times, of course, we always had those Midnight Madness events like a month or so before the movie came out, and you got to see all those characters, and you got to see all those characters through the action figures, and you got to learn the names of the characters. And I always thought that was awesome. You know, Power of the Jedi had preview figures going into Attack of the Clones. There was 4 figures in special packaging even. Yeah, I mean, that was cool. And yeah, I just always loved getting a little preview of the figures through, not the figures, but the characters in the shows or the movies through the action figures. And that's what they're doing here now. And I really enjoy that. I really like this aspect of the collecting, because the thing is, looking at the trailer, you know, now we actually know what the characters are called. So anyways, they announced 2 figures from the Acolyte, and then they also gave us an update on Jabba the Hutt that's coming out with the throne for the vintage collection. It was a little surprising because Mr. Stevie on Instagram, who works on Star Wars, had already put those images out weeks ago, but they highlighted it a little bit more now during the live stream, I guess. The packaging looks really, really nice. If you know what the original Kenner one looks like and then compare it to this one, I mean, really, really well done. And then they also gave us an update on 8D8 and what the image looks like carded, which we had also already seen previously. And then they mentioned that Salacious B. Crumb will be number VC-66A. So it's the same VC number like the original 2012 release, except for they added an A at the end of it to distinguish it a little bit more from the original release. Yeah, so those were all the figures that they showed. But then they talked about pipeline reveals, and there was some really, really juicy stuff in those pipeline reveals, because they did announce the Blurg together with the Mandalorian. So they are finally doing a Blurg. From what I heard, the Blurg actually does fit into the Razor Crest. I'm not sure exactly how many fit in there, but I've heard that it does fit. And the sculptor who worked on the Mando figure that's included in this 2-pack commented on the Galactic Figures Instagram, and he did say that the Mando that's going to be included here will have updated hip articulation and rocker ankles. So it's a new Mandalorian figure, so to speak. So it is a little different from the figures that we've gotten before. They did not announce a price, and because it was just pipeline revealed, we didn't really see the figures and what the Blurg looks like. But those will be out sometime, I guess, in 2025. So it still weighs off. But it's really cool to see that the creature assortment is back for 3¾-inch. This opens the door to, I don't know, Tauntauns, maybe a new Wampa. I don't know what those creatures are called in the Ahsoka TV series that Sabine wrote on. So there are definitely opportunities to dive into the creatures and, let us build out that 3¾-inch world even more. Another announcement that they had for Pipeline was another playset, which is based on the final episode of Season 2 of The Mandalorian. They named it the Moff Gideon's Imperial Light Cruiser Hallway playset. Now, we don't know what it looks like yet. We just know it's coming. It also basically confirms that playsets are going to continue, which is great. And if you haven't seen it yet, a lot of the online stores currently have Dark Troopers down from $30 or the $27.99 to $9.99 on sale. So maybe you want to pick up a couple of extra Dark Troopers for this upcoming playset when it comes out, because, you know, maybe there's going to be room to attach all those charging compartments. That would be pretty cool. So, all right, so we got the creature assortment back. We know the playsets continue. And then they also announced a new troop builder set with four X-Wing pilots. I think they referred to them as grunts during the live stream, so I assume they are somewhat generic. I think it's cool. Looking forward to seeing what these figures look like. But it basically confirmed that the troop builder sets are going to continue as well. And then we had two single carded figures, one from Jedi Survivor, the video game, with a jetpack trooper, which I could do without. But they're also doing Grand Admiral Thrawn from the Ahsoka TV series. And I think that's great. I mean, they have to make him. He's the bad guy of the whole show. So yeah, they really need to get him out there. That's the weird thing with having Black Series and Vintage Collection kind of competing for those spots now. It's like, I saw that it's Pipeline revealed, and I'm like, huh, haven't they announced this yet? And yeah, they have for Black Series, not for TVC, right? So, but now it's coming for TVC, and I think that's just great. And that kind of wraps up everything that they had to talk about for TVC. But I mean, there was a lot of stuff. I mean, update for the HasLab Ghost. They announced that there will be a new Vintage Collection HasLab this year. They showed some figures from the Acolyte TV show. They gave us an update on the Jabba the Hutt packaging and the numbering. They confirmed that the playsets continue. They confirmed that the four packs continue. They said that the creature assortment is back for TVC, which is a huge deal. I mean, people have been asking for Blurks for a few years now at this point. So this is really cool to see. Yeah, overall, I would say that for TVC alone, this was a really, really strong showing this morning. So good stuff. All right, so let's talk about the Black Series next. All right, so the Black Series. You know, having just talked about 3¾-inch and all the world building that's happening with the ghost vehicle and playsets and creatures and all of that stuff, to then just go to a toy line that's, or like an action figure line that's just about the figures themselves is, I don't want to say boring, because I like the Black Series line, but it does feel just like something is really missing for 6-inch collectors, really. But let's take a look at what they've announced for 6-inch. So there was a heavy focus on the Acolyte, which I thought was great. We got a look at Black Series Jedi Master Sol, Jackie Lawn, Jedi Knight Yort Fandar, Jedi Master Indara, and the bad guy, May, the assassin, from the trailer. So, five Black Series figures from the Acolyte, and they all come with their soft goods, which is cool, right? Because I think that Jedi and the bad guys really need to have their soft goods robes included. I mean, seeing Shin Hati and Baylan Skull come without them was a huge letdown. So, they are included here, and we basically get four new Jedi and one baddie. So, all right, they all look great. I mean, there's nothing really out of the ordinary here with these figures. They all look good. Now, the one thing I have to point out, though, is that those will already come in the new packaging. And if you haven't been to galacticfigures.com in a few days, you might have missed the announcement, but they did announce that they are standardizing the packaging across their 6-inch portfolio. So the G.I. Joe figures, Transformers, Marvel figures, and Star Wars Black Series are all going to have some unified look on the shelf. Another packaging change for Black Series, basically, but the slant is gone. It's just now a regular box, basically. The mural on the side stays. thank goodness, because I think a lot of people like building out those murals, and I think it looks really cool on the shelf. So I hope they keep this going for a while, especially because we haven't even gotten some of the figures from some of the movies yet. So, yeah. All right. So, but yeah, all those five figures that they showed during the live stream today will be in this new style of packaging already. So, all right, that's cool. Price wise, by the way, looking through the press release, none of the pricing has changed. So TVC stays consistent at $16.99 and Black Series stays consistent at $24.99. Because there are some rumors going around that Black Series figures are going to jump by $5 again to $29.99. But looking at the press release, that's not what I'm seeing. So still $24.99. Now, besides those five figures, they also showed a new Holocom figure. You know, those light-up figures that come with the base. This line apparently continues with Darth Maul. The figure is based on Season 7 of the Clone Wars. I guess Darth Maul is going to look great when he's lit up and everything, but I would have preferred to see the version from Solo at the end. That would have been cool, or why not give us the version that showed up in The Phantom Menace with the hood up? But yeah, that's unfortunately not the case here with this Holocom figure. Interesting little tidbit from the press release is that the price dropped by about $4. So instead of $33.99, this one here is $29.99. This is a Target exclusive figure. All right, so those were all the Black Series figures that they showed. They also had a pretty cool looking Black Series Moff Gideon helmet, which they are now doing. I don't really cover role-playing stuff. I do consider the Black Series stuff role-playing items, because I don't think that the quality is quite there with actual prop replicas. There's quite the difference. But the Black Series stuff, or the Black Series role-playing helmets, are just wonderfully done at a price that you cannot beat. There's nothing that's comparable in this price range that comes even close when it comes to Star Wars helmets, or especially officially licensed stuff. So really, really good stuff. So anyways, Black Series Moff Gideon helmet, the one that he wore in Season 3 at the end. And that is such a cool-looking helmet. So, yeah, very cool. As far as pipeline reveals go, there were some cool announcements today. But keep in mind that those are not going to be out until 2025. So it's a little tricky, or not tricky, but it's a little tough to get excited about something that's still probably more than 1 year away. But they did announce Black Series Dedra Miro from the Andor TV series. This might actually be pretty good timing on Hasbro's behalf. If the Andor TV series comes out in the spring of next year, they might actually have this figure on shelf. So that's pretty good. They announced the Imperial Armored Commando. Those are the troopers that wore the jetpacks in Season 3 of Mando at the end. They're doing Ahsoka from Peridia, which is basically Ahsoka the White. They're doing Captain Enoch and a Night Trooper 2-pack, which is a Walmart exclusive. Maybe that's going to be another Walmart con thing sometime in the fall, maybe, where they take pre-orders and then it doesn't ship until spring 2025, something like that. But yeah, it's cool, Captain Enoch. And then they're also doing Yoda and Commander Gree based on the comic books. I'm not sure if they mentioned exactly what comic book those two figures are from, but they did mention it's part of the Army of the Republic 2-pack, which they are doing together with Disney. So I would imagine that that is a DisneyStore.com/DisneyParks/Hasbro Pulse exclusive. But again, that's not going to be out until sometime in 2025. So let's go back and sum it up real quick for Black Series. Heavy focus on the Acolyte with five figures, with Master Sol, Jackie Lon, Yord Fandar, Master Indara, and the Assassin Mei. There's a Black Series Moff Gideon helmet, plus the pipeline reveals. Oh, I forgot the Holocom Darth Maul figure. Plus the pipeline reveals of the Black Series Dedra Miro, Imperial Armored Commando, Ahsoka in her Peridia outfit, Captain Enoch and Night Trooper 2-pack, and a Yoda and Commander Gree 2-pack based on the comics. And that was it for Black Series. So that was the recap from this morning's live stream. Again, I thought it was great. To have figures ready for the Acolyte is great. I personally would prefer to have those figures on store shelves while the show is airing, but I also understand that times have changed now. I also saw quite a few comments in my community saying that, oh, we don't want those figures. We don't even know what those characters are. I have to say that, again, and I've mentioned it earlier, for me, it's always been about getting excited about an upcoming Star Wars show through the action figures. You know, that's how we always learned the names when we were kids. And, how else would you know what Tebow is called or Wicket or, those names are never spoken in any of the movies. And, that's how you learned what these characters are and who those characters are, really. So I think it's great that they're doing this. And I also feel like, do your name justice by being on the pulse of things, right? Be on the pulse, Hasbro Pulse, right? And that's what they've done. I mean, the trailer dropped just one day before and then one day right after. They're like, here we go. Here are some figures. Now, again, if you want to check them all out and see what these figures look like, take a look at the link in the podcast description. Go to galacticfigures.com and take it all in. That's where also all the pre-order links are to all the figures. So what's going on with store reports? I've been out to Target a couple of times. There's a few clearances here and there. I mean, I see more online that I actually came across myself. My local Target store was only sitting on some Holocom Bo-Katan figures from the Black Series line. But everything else just kind of sold really well. So there really wasn't anything in terms of clearance that I could get there. Walmart's been empty for a while now. And the only other place which seems to be getting stuff in is my local Ross store. The only issue I have with that Ross is that there are scalpers there every morning when they open. And they run in with crates. I mean, I'm talking about crates. Not any bags, anything like that. They have crates and they rush in and they just grab whatever they can grab. And they are there every single day. So that's basically the reason I don't really trek out a whole lot to that Ross store. But I have been out a few times. And every time I go, I do see some new stuff still showing up there. And at this point, I've found way more vintage collection figures there than Black Series 6-inch ones. The latest ones, which I have not found, but I saw that somebody reported it in the Galactic Figures Facebook group, is that Kit Haba showed up and Yuck Face. Some of those Skiff Guard figures from TVC, basically. And I think that's great. I mean, if you can score those for $3.99, that is truly, truly cool. The Princess Leia FX Black Series Elite lightsaber is also showing up for $39.99. I mean, that's a saber that usually retails for about $280. If you can score that for $40, I mean, that's a pretty sweet deal. Some of the toddler toys are also showing up there from the Young Jedi Adventures. I came across that playset that they've put out for, I think it was $21.99. There's a multi-pack of three speeder bikes with figures. I think that was like $12. So if you're into collecting that Young Jedi Adventures series, Ross might be a good option for you as well. And that seems to be stuff that a lot of the scalpers are not really going for. So, yeah. But that's really it as far as actual store reports go. I kind of feel like this is the calm before the storm. Once we get into April and May, we should see a lot of the vintage collection stuff showing up and some of the Black Series stuff as well. I've seen online that internationally, the newest TVC wave is out with Count Dooku. That's been out for a few weeks now. I also saw that the Black Series 2-pack with the Super Battle Droid and the C-3PO is also out internationally. So, yeah, things will show up on doorsteps if you pre-order stuff fairly soon. So this is still the, I would say, it's the calm before the storm, really. In other news, the Walmart Collector Con took place about a week ago. They had two exclusive figures. Of course, Greef Karga's Astromech Droid. And then they also had the Night Owl from Season 3 of the Mandalorian TV show from the Black Series line. Both figures are still up for pre-order. If you missed out on those, you can still get those and pre-order them. Now, there was more news for the Black Series, which just dropped just now while I was editing the podcast. And a figure which they've announced is Balin Skull, which is going to be a Walmart exclusive. And this one actually comes with the soft goods robe, which is really cool. But what isn't cool is that, unfortunately, they didn't fix Balin Skull's height. I just had it confirmed by a Hasbro Star Wars team member that the figure was already in production when they noticed that there was a problem with the height. And so, unfortunately, if you already have Balin Skull from the Black Series line in your collection, this figure is basically going to be identical, except for there's also a soft goods robe included. This, I have to say, I mean, this really leaves a bit of a bad taste in my mouth, because I feel like this figure should have had the robe included to begin with, because it just felt so incomplete. Yeah, this one is definitely a weird one, and I'm pretty sure that people are going to be pretty upset about this one. I actually had just somebody mention this morning that they've just received their pre-order Balin Skull figure, and here he is again, but now he is slightly improved with the soft goods robe. And apparently this is going to be the same price. This is going to be $24.99, just like the regular version that you can buy already. There's no word exactly when this is going to go up for pre-order, but I've heard that the next Walmart Collector Con is going to be in July. And so I would imagine that Balin Skull will be made available during that event. The other set, which was a really big surprise also, is a 3-pack that is exclusive to Amazon. And this set costs $89.99. It includes 3 repackaged figures. So it has a regular A&H Darth Vader in it. It has General Grievous, the Clone Wars version, from the Tartakovsky cartoon in it, and it has Admiral Thrawn in it from the Ahsoka series. I mean, the cool thing about this 3-pack is that they come packaged in one box, and all 3 of them are individually carded. And the card design, you know, they have the blister on the left, and then they have the character picture on the right. So the carded images look really nice, but I mean, if those are just straight repacks, you know, that is a pretty steep price to pay for those 3 repackaged figures. This is going to be out in January of 2025. So again, this is really, really far out into the future. But if you're interested in the set and you don't have any of these figures yet, or if you love what the packaging looks like, or if you're a completist like myself, then this is probably something that you want to chomp on. So check out the link on galacticfigures.com or the podcast description if you want to check out what the set looks like. But yeah, again, you know, it was really weird having such a fairly big live stream with a lot of stuff to talk about. And then just about when all these pre-orders went live today, they drop more announcements with an additional 4 figures basically for the Black Series line. All right, so I think that's it though for all the news. But I do want to talk about the Bad Batch and the Acolyte trailer a little bit before I let you guys go. So the Bad Batch, we're almost done with the show, I think. I mean, we have about, 4 or 5 weeks left now. I like it a lot, to be honest with you guys. And there is something to be said about spending time with characters. Having 3 seasons and having, 15 episodes for each season, you know, there's something to be said about that. You know, you kind of get to know those characters and you follow them along on their journey and you have these arcs, you know. I mean, looking at a Crosshair's arc, for example, you know, how far along he's come and how he's changed over time. And I think that's really cool to see. And the animation is really, really well done. And it looks phenomenal. The voice acting is great. It's just a fun show. And it's not something that I go into having extremely high expectations either. It's something that I can sit down and watch and whatever happens, happens. And if they tie it in the overall story arc, which it sounds like or it looks like they might with Omega and her blood and whatever, even better. Right? So, I'm really fond of what they've done with the Bad Batch. And I think once this show wraps, I would not be surprised if they announce a similar show, you know, maybe not based in the same time period, maybe a different time period, but why not do another animated show? I think actually, to be honest with you guys, I would probably like to see something that's set in the sequel era, simply for the reason alone, I just need to have this tie better into what we already have, right? And if there are some sort of stories that can do that and help make the sequel trilogy a little bit better for me, I would welcome that. So, well, we'll see where this goes. But yeah, Bad Batch is great. So, then the Acolyte trailer dropped. It's gonna debut on June 4th. Which is cool. That is, getting us through the summer with some new Star Wars content. And they're going to have two episodes on the first day. And the trailer, I watched the trailer, and I was just not very impressed, to be honest with you guys. I watched it, I'm like, it just didn't feel Star Wars to me. Like, it, I don't even know how to explain it. It just felt very, very lackluster. And I thought about, well, why do I feel this way? Am I burned out with Star Wars? Or is it just because it's unfamiliar? Like, I just don't know. But, you know, they dropped the teaser poster. And it has the lightsaber hilt on it, and it's got some blood on it. And I thought, well, George Lucas didn't really like to have blood in Star Wars. I know we have the cantina scene with Ponda Baba's arm and everything, but really, that's the only time you really get to see blood in the George Lucas universe of Star Wars, right? And I think that he's always been very aware of that. And another thing that he's also always been very aware of is wire work. And if you go back and watch the Episode 1 documentary where they have the Obi-Wan Kenobi Darth Maul fight at the end where Obi-Wan jumps out of the hole, he was very conscious about not having him being pulled up by a wire, and he wanted him to jump up so it looks more natural. And then you watch the Acolyte trailer and you see all the wire work right off the bat, and it's like, I don't know. You know, I understand that we're in a different time now, but I don't know, I just kind of grew up with George Lucas and his way of explaining things and how he sees it all. And then to have somebody just come in and just do it differently, it's just, it's a little difficult to accept for me, quite honestly, because Star Wars to me is George Lucas. There's no way around it. So anyways, I felt it was very lackluster. And the one thing which it was supposed to do is, you know, which is to get me excited for this show, it didn't do that at all for me. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm open-minded. Maybe that's actually a good thing that I can go into this now with no expectations, really. Maybe that's a better approach to this than, you know, going into the Book of Boba Fett and then expecting Boba to do certain things or acting a certain way. And then I also have to say that with the announcements of all these Star Wars action figures this morning during the live stream, it kind of sweetened the Acolyte deal a little for me. In that, you know, seeing all these cool Jedi and getting the names for them now. And they look just different enough, because from the Jedi that we know from Episode 1 and the prequels, that you can tell that there's maybe not a different time period, but you can tell that they look a little different. You know, the clothing is darker brown. Yeah, it's something looks a little different. So we'll see. Maybe the Acolyte is the best thing ever. I mean, we could really use that, right? We could really use a Star Wars TV show that's just going to knock us off of our feet and just wow us. I would love that. All right, and that's where I'm going to wrap up this episode of GFT. I hope you guys are excited about the Acolyte, hopefully more excited about it than I am currently. I think that my enthusiasm is probably going to get bigger once we get a little closer to the show. But yeah, we'll see. So anyways, thanks for listening. And as always, for all things Star Wars action figure related, check out galacticfigures.com and check the links in the podcast description. Thank you, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.